Before the two grand slam, let's get to Heather's news.
Let's talk about Shannon Sharp. We mentioned him a little bit during this last story, but he is now confessing that his account wasn't actually hacked when he shared a sex video on his Instagram Live. So for about a minute and a half, he shared audio of himself with an unidentified woman to roughly, 3.2 million people. Well, not everybody was tuning in, but he's got about 3.2 million followers. Thousands of people were watching this Instagram Live. And when it first happened, he said, well, my account has been hacked. And then he admitted, okay, it wasn't hacked. It was me. And I have very little knowledge on technology. I didn't even know what Instagram Live was, never even used it. Don't even know how to use it.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. He said that he was embarrassed and disappointed in himself for sharing the audio. Obviously not disappointed in himself for what he did, because of course he is a
healthy, active male.
Yes.
As he said.
Yes.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
He's embarrassed that it got out.
Yes. Well,
how does it even
be?
Happen?
I have no idea. He said that he had his phone in his hand, threw it down onto the bed.
Oh, wow.
And he must have, as he was
throwing it, he accidentally hit the one very
unique. So he was
button,
looking at Instagram
then,
Live,
then,
right? Or Instagram.
And then confirmed to go live?
Do
does
you
it,
have to confirm?
Ask you to?
I see, I've never done it.
I don't know. I'm guessing. Everything else that you do, you have to kind of, it's like a two-step process.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't buy a used mattress.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a used phone.
I mean, but you do sleep on them at hotels and you, yeah.
And it happens at hotels
yeah.
too. He said when he was going through it that he started getting FaceTime messages on his other phone.
Yes, that his other phone started blowing up.
From people that
his
he hadn't
phone.
Talked to in years. Oh. Yeah, he has two phones. And he's getting FaceTimes from people he hasn't talked to in years. And he's like, what's going on? And he gets on the phone with one of them. He goes, they can hear you. They can hear me doing what? Shannon, it sounds like you're having sex.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And his heart sank.
Yeah. A 45-year-old Harrison Township man is facing charges after he rigged his car with a fake bomb to keep the repo guy away. Yes.
That's
so
creative.
Police say that this guy knew his car was about to be repossessed. So he made it look like it was going to explode if anyone were to move it. So he put a propane tank on the passenger seat with wires running from the center console to this propane tank. He strapped a second tank to his driver's side wheel with some copper wiring underneath the car. And then, just to make sure that there was no confusion, he put a cardboard sign on the windshield that said, "Don't move car, it will blow up." But he also, he also told his neighbor what he was doing. The neighbor saw, called the cops, and a bomb squad showed up. They had to evacuate the entire neighborhood. And obviously it turned out that it wasn't a working bomb at all. And despite his best efforts, the car was taken away and now he is facing a felony charge.
Cardboard signs.
Yeah, thought it was going to be a good idea. Totally wasn't. A 57-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder after severely burning two female coworkers on Monday morning. Roberto Romero is accused of spraying a flammable liquid on the victims, lighting them on fire, and then running off. Police believe that he had quit his job a few weeks ago and was waiting in the parking lot before he attacked these women. And they are expected to survive, but he was charged with several other charges on top of that attempted murder charge as well. So a West Bloomfield family's pet is being credited with saving them from a fire on Tuesday night. I'm guessing it was a dog. It just says pet.
It could be a cat.
It could be a cat. I picture
really?
It being a dog.
It's cats have done it before.
Yeah, but firefighters and paramedics were called to the home after getting reports of a structure fire on the outside of the house. The crew showed up. They did their things. They put the fire out. The whole family, including the pets, were able to get out of the house. And they say they were just sitting at home watching TV when the pet alerted them and they were able to find the fire and get out safely.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah, my pet wouldn't do that. My pet almost started a fire. There was one time when June was a puppy, she was trying to look up on the stove and hit the
it
oven.
On.
Yeah. And I got home and I could hear in the garage that.
Oh, yeah.
And I could smell the gas.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And so she had hit the little button, the dial.
Yeah.
Burned my house down. Yikes. We talked about her, the Hawktua girl. She started her new podcast this week. And on the very first episode, she talked about how her life has really changed since that original video went viral. And she talked that recently, she's 22 years old, for the first time, she went on an airplane. And apparently had no idea what the rules were when flying and had an odd experience with TSA because she tried to bring a box cutter and two knives along on the plane with her.
Where did this girl live? Where did she grow up?
Tennessee.
Yeah. She said she wanted to protect herself as she ventured out into the real world. And her manager, she has a manager now, found the box cutter, said, you can't take that, took that. But she still tried to go through with two knives. TSA found them. And she also said she didn't know she should wear some good socks in the airport because she didn't know you had to take your shoes off.
Huh.
She has been living under a rock.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's certainly something. Mm-hmm. Heather with the news.